League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your Christmas tree nightmare. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, once again, a woman has gone viral because she posted a video of her Christmas tree and it's given birth to hundreds of praying mantis.
Oh, that's odd.
Mantises? Mantis.
Manti.
Manti. Anyway.
Manti.
Anyway, those bugs are all over the place. And every year, I feel like this goes viral, and it's always the same thing. Because if you get a real tree, you run this risk. And I know that this happens because it happened to me.
Yeah.
And it was the most terrifying thing in the whole world. We went, we cut down a tree many years ago, and we put the tree up. And sure enough, like I was like, oh, let's let it set.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll decorate it. I walked out the following day, and it was an infestation on the roof, like right on like my ceiling.
What kind of bugs did you have?
They were all tiny spiders.
Yes.
There were so many spiders, and I just screamed. I was,
yeah.
Like, you don't even know what to do.
We had a year like that where the spiders were everywhere. We've got a few spiders that came in with this year's tree, but it hasn't been that bad yet. It hasn't exploded yet. I'm hoping that they're not hiding in there, but you know, bugs, it's a thing.
Yeah. So, people have been talking about this. Like, is it real? The praying mantis, all these praying mantis. And yeah, listen to this guy.
These predatory bugs actually lay their eggs on a variety of plants, including Christmas trees. Because of the warm weather inside the house, the mantids thought it's springtime and then started to hatch.
Right. So, they're in the house. They're warm now, right? They're from inside. And they just figure, oh, wait, it's time to have our babies. But Raven, listen to this.
And this can be problematic given that each egg sac can contain up to 200 eggs. So this can lead to mantis palooza.
Mantis palooza.
I'm just going to ask, though, manti palooza? I mean, whatever. Okay, if he says so. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to, ask the question is, what happens to these mantis if you put them outside? Obviously, if it's cold where you are, they're not going to do well. So now I'm upset. All right, now what we're doing, we're in the business of killing praying mantis.
No, you have to let them live in your house now.
That's right. That makes sense to me.
The elf.
Give them their own room.
Everybody's coming in. Everybody's coming in now.
Wow.
So this can lead to mantis palooza.
Yeah. They actually eat a lot of invasive bugs, so they're not bad to have. But again,
sure.
You probably don't want to have hundreds and hundreds of praying mantis in your home.
Yeah, I mean, you would probably just, try and eliminate bugs in general in your home. But, hey, what are you going to do? I mean, that's a Christmas tree nightmare, and it happens from time to time.
And it happened to me. It's actually why I won't cut down my tree anymore. That's why I go out. I get it from a grocery store.
One tree.
Oh.
And that was also a tree that was cut down somewhere, just so you know.
Well, I cut it down. I believe that I cut it down.
But at the grocery store is what I'm saying is.
I feel like once at the grocery store, it had time to travel from wherever it was from, and it, like, the praying mantis
they
left. They got somewhere else.
They left. Right, yeah. Right. They were like, there's a better place.
Lionel, how about you? What was your Christmas tree nightmare?
Yeah, so last Christmas was not fun. We had the tree up, and my son, who's two, started getting a rash, and we couldn't figure it out. Went to the doctor and found out that he's allergic to pine. And so now we can't have the Christmas tree up.
Oh, man, wow.
That's sad that Santa hates your son.
Oh, that's not nice.
Why would that happen?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. But obviously, yeah, that's a bummer. Right? I mean, so you just get a fake tree, though.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to send the son off with family for Christmas.
Right. That's you know what? See, there you go. He's not even upset that Santa hates his kid. He doesn't care. He's going to still have a party. When you get the fake tree, do you plug in the pine scent?
No. I don't have a fake tree, so I would. I mean,
but would you? If you had a fake tree, would you
I would
do
never
the pine
get a
scent?
Fake tree. I would never get a fake tree.
Sir, you're doing a fake tree now. Are you going with pine scent or what?
I don't want any fake pine scent. I need the real thing.
Oh, that's it. I'm happy with the illusion. Ignorance is bliss, right?
Your Christmas tree nightmare, what happened? 1-800-330-9999. Your Christmas tree nightmare, what happened? 1-800-330-9999. A woman has gone viral, again, just like every other year, because the praying mantis, like they egg hatched in her house that was in her tree that she had cut down, and she had hundreds of all these bugs everywhere. Baby praying mantis.
I mean, it's crazy, too. And I feel sad for them, too. When they get kicked out, they're probably not going to do too well in the outside environment. But what are you going to do? Things come with your Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
You know, you always ask me why I have Ring cameras inside and outside of my house. It's so that you can catch moments like this. This is last year when the tree fell down, and my dogs really loved it. I mean, they're just sitting there watching television, minding their own business, and then all of a sudden that sucker, timber!
Oh, man, I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. We had a tree 1 year that fell twice, lost so many ornaments. That's the worst part about the tree falling, you know, is losing those ornaments.
And then cleaning them up forever, right? Because it's that little glass, like you're walking through your house in socks like a month later, and all of a sudden you're like, ah!
Yeah. Kelsey, how about you? Your Christmas tree nightmare.
So when I was younger, my Christmas tree actually, like, caught on fire. And my parents were, like, I remember we were, like, you know, having dinner, and we were, like, eating dinner, and you could, like, smell, like, a little bit of smoke. And I was the first one to catch that there was, like, a flame. I was like, oh, my God, like, I see that. And then my parents started freaking out and, like, yelling at each other, like, oh, my God, like, someone grabbed something to, like, put out the fire. And the only thing I could really think of when I saw the fire was, Santa is not going to find our house if there's no Christmas tree.
Well, I was like, get him there. Get out of the house. Tree's on fire.
Yeah. Christmas lights, you know, they used to get real hot. They were dangerous. I mean, it was all the time with those things. It's so much so at this point, even though everything is LED pretty much on the planet, every time we go to leave the house, my wife's like, you're leaving the Christmas lights on? I'm like, yeah, they're totally fine.
I 100% still turn off my tree every time I leave the house.
Do you? Well, the tree, she turns off, but I always figured that was more for, like, the dogs, so they don't get into it or whatever.
I do it because I think it's going to light on fire. I believe that.
I mean, I never think that anymore. I mean, two of our trees, the lights are already, they're built into it. So
Are different. Those are magic lights.
Okay.
I don't think I bought LED this past time. I just bought new lights, and they were warm. Like when I was putting them on, I like thought to myself, "I'm like, gosh, these are hotter than the old ones." And now I'm paranoid.
Well, you know, I mean, if they are hot, I would definitely give them a temperature check if that's the case.
They were a Black Friday deal at Home Depot, so who knows?
I feel like they shouldn't be selling those anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's in my head. Frank, what was your Christmas tree nightmare?
Well, we didn't even get our Christmas tree home. We were driving home from the place, and it flew off the top of the car. They didn't strap it down well enough at the farm.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
What do you do? Do you go back after it? Oh. Do you just keep driving?
I go back to the place. I tell them they owe me a new tree, and they got to tie it up.
Oh, now this tree's just on the side of the highway?
Sad, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know. When they're first, you know, when they're wrapped or whatever, maybe it can withstand that kind of impact. I mean, you're lucky you didn't land in somebody else's windshield.
Taylor, your Christmas tree nightmare, what happened?
We couldn't find our cat. We thought our cat was outside, and we were, like, kind of thinking maybe we lost our cat, but the cat was in the tree the whole day. The cat climbed to the top of the Christmas tree, and it was crazy because she really liked being up there, laughed her heads off, because we thought we'd lost our cat.
Oh.
I mean, that's great. Except for when the cat is covered in sap and the tree comes crashing down and everything's all over the place.
The tree stayed up. That is one heck of a
tree stand, right?
Yeah, a tree stand.
Pretty impressive.
Able to take that. Yes.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.